Welcome back! Previously on the Heroes of Helios! As our group of degenerates headed north in search of the Marshheart Ferry Company's lost property, they found what could be the missing boat blocking the current. As the party approached further, they found an old ambush waiting in the wings! This time, will they find escapades, carnage, rock root, an opportunity for Vethos to make a decision like a grown-up? Find out now as the Articulate Knoll presents Heroes of Helios!
You know what, guys? Quick bit of information. The Knolls are now going to be letters instead of numbers.
Okay.
Roger that.
Sounds good.
So A, B, and C are dead, and D has been hurt, and E, F, G, and H are still alive. Bobo's turn.
Bring him death, Bobo.
How far away am I from this guy? From D?
Shit, hold up.
Oh, man. I swear to God, I broke his fucking brain. I got really scared. I was like, this motherfucker just had an aneurysm.
This is it.
Hold on one second.
So I'm going to use my movement to climb the back of the boat. Fuck, get next to, excuse me, get next to D.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hit him with the vicious great axe.
It's a pretty easy climb. You go ahead and jump over. You are standing right next to Noel D.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and make your attack.
All right. Fuck. 8.
8 does not hit.
Right.
You have no bonus actions?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and take out my triangle of focus.
Triangle focus, all right.
And I'm going to cast Thunderwave at that group of Noels over there.
Shen, I really need help with Delta. No, D. I need help with this guy.
Is Delta near anybody else?
Yes and no. There are other Knolls on the boat.
Okay.
Does that spell say creature or does it say enemy? Because if it's a creature, it's every creature.
It's every creature.
This has a range of 15 feet, doesn't it?
Well, it's when you use it, it's centered on you.
And I'm still on the boat.
You're not on the boat.
Well, you're way back.
Yeah, you're...
I'm on the other boat,
you're the
right?
Furthest back, I believe.
You're back there with a big bowl of rock root.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, you're back behind the tree. It would take you turn and a half to make it onto the boat. Reldis, you're about full movement from the boat. Oh, wait, what's your movement at?
My movement is 30 feet.
30 feet gets you right up to where Bobo is, and then you were 5 feet behind him.
I was behind him, yeah.
Okay, I think I got him.
And you're 15 feet behind them.
I'm basically still on the other
side. Shen, help me with this guy.
No problem, Bobo. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and cast locate animals or plants.
Okay.
I'm looking for any local deposit of root wheat, rock root.
Rock root?
I don't think that's the help he wanted. Yeah, I got you covered.
So you,
I'm going to need something a little more violent.
So you get out your triangle and... Ting, ting, ting. As you're looking around, feeling the melody, you get a sense that there is rock root roughly 200 feet to your left.
Well, fuck me. I guess I'll start heading toward the root.
Okay. It's 200 feet away. Would you...
I'm getting my fucking ass handed to me, and you're trying to get stoned?
Would you like to use an action to use the dash action?
That sounds good.
All right, so you can double your movement speed. Okay. What is your movement speed?
25 feet.
25, walking. So you can move 50. It's going to take you, I don't know math, is that 5 rounds or 4 rounds?
It'll take you 4 rounds to get to the weed.
And then 4 rounds to get back.
Shin! Shin! The fuck, Shin!
Pretty good. Thanks for the fucking help, Shin.
Shin takes off in a dead sprint, completely opposite of the battle.
Bobo, did Shin just run away?
Yes. Oh, yes, he did.
Top of the round is Reldis.
Okay.
So, I'm going to slap Shin when this is over. Hard.
Let's see. You said it was a moving and a half for me to get to the next one?
You are 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. No, you're at a perfect movement.
Okay. I run up to Noel Delta, and I hit him with my longsword.
Go ahead and make an attack roll.
Take this fucker, Reldis. Take him.
13.
13 does not hit.
Son of a bitch.
No bonus actions, anything else you can do?
I mean, I can cast Wrathful Smite on him, but I don't want to waste it.
I'm facing three gnolls by myself. I kind of wouldn't mind if you wasted it a little bit. Something helped me, teenager.
All right, then I use Hexblade's Curse on Gnoll Delta.
Okay, so once per short rest as a bonus action, you choose one creature you can see within 30 feet to curse for 1 minute, or until the target dies. You die, or you are incapacitated. Against cursed creature, you gain a +2 bonus to damage rolls, score a critical hit on a roll of 19 or 20, and you regain 8 HP if it dies.
All right, that's it.
So it's marked for a minute.
Okay.
And you marked Gnoll D?
Yep.
Gotcha. Next up, it is going to be Gnoll D's turn, and he is going to attempt to attack you, Bobo.
Okay.
But it's going to be a 17 to hit.
My armor class is 17.
Meter B, 17 hits. It's going to be 7 damage. Next up is going to be Gnoll's E and F are just going to go together. Gnoll E is up in like the captain's area, kind of like the crow nest. Gnoll F is at the front of the ship. They're both going to attempt to take longbow shots, one at Reldis and one at Bobo. All right, Reldis, that is a 17 to hit.
That hits.
Sorry, 16 to hit, 16.
That hits.
That is going to be 7 damage. Bobo, that is a nat 1. The Gnoll's bow snaps in half as he fires it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He no longer has a longbow or any weapon, considering that was the only weapon he was carrying.
Okay.
It is Gnoll G and H's turn. They're not going to be doing anything. Okay. Since they can't really see through the bow very well.
I'm sorry, which Gnoll missed me?
Gnoll E is the one that missed.
Okay, thank you.
Gnoll D attacked you, missed, and then Gnoll E and F fired. E fired at him, F fired at you,
and
missed.
F has no weapons left.
F has no weapons.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Next up is Vithos. That's you.
Vithos, get your ass in.
Or do you only respond to Vivian now?
Okay. How far am I to Bobo?
You are 30 feet from being within 5 feet of him.
I want to walk up 25 feet towards him.
Okay, so you want to be 10 feet away from him? Got it.
Come, boy, come help.
All right.
So he runs up right next to the boat.
All right. And I want to use Cure Wounds. No, I want to use Healing Words on Bobo.
Sorry.
Healing Words on Bobo. Go ahead.
I got 8.
All right, 8 points of healing, Bobo.
Yeah, buddy. I got you, bro.
Hell yeah. About time you did something useful, Vivian.
Beat those.
You got what?
I got 8.
8 total?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Next up, Bobo.
I'm going to take a swipe at that stupid fucking gnoll sitting in front of me, D.
Go ahead.
Hit him with my great axe.
Make an attack.
17. Wait. Yeah.
Active. 23 does hit.
Do I use the D12 now? Yeah. I got to find my D12. Hang on, folks. I'm dumb. I got a 9.
9 damage?
Yes, sir. Did I kill that fucker? Did I split his head in half?
He is still living.
Oh.
But with a nasty gash now going down his chest from your axe.
Ooh. Around his left nipple where the arrow is?
It split the arrow in half.
Awesome. That's what I want. His left
it's
nipple.
Still in his left nipple, but yeah. It is split in half.
He's going to die with an arrow in his left nipple.
Oh, I hope he does.
You're not going to reuse that arrow.
No, I'm going to hang that in Devasta as a trophy.
Hey, no wound fucking. That's what serial killers do.
That's You don't judge me. I don't judge you, bro.
Yeah, how would you know what's going on? You fucking ran away.
So, Shin, it is your turn. Would you like to use your action to dash again further away?
Yeah, I'm going to cast...
Shin, you fucking bastard.
I'm going to cast Misty Step.
Okay.
Teleport 30 feet closer and then dash.
Okay.
Hey, guys, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. I think you got him on a run.
Fuck you, Shin. You fuck... Just... Every fucking time there's trouble, you run away like Danza getting punched after a concert.
Love you too, Bubba.
So you use your Misty Step. That puts you at 90 feet, and then you sprint.
I should have 70 feet left.
50 feet.
I did 50 feet last time. I'm doing 80 feet this time. Puts me at, no, you're right, 90.
Because you're using 100. That uses 100, and then the no 70.
Don't argue with him. He's trying 30, to put you closer 30, to your cowardice.
30 for the messy step and 70. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
70. So well, you're like, 70 feet away from the rock group. Next up, top of the round, it is
Reldis. Shane, you better have a fucking plan with this rock root. I swear to God, I will fucking.
What you got for me, Reldis?
Fucking kill him.
I'm going to try to kill Delta with my longsword.
All right, go ahead.
His Nepper arrow is mine.
Oh,
that's a 25 to hit.
Oh no, sir! I crit on a 19 to 20 against Delta.
Oh, so that's a crit. That's a crit. All right. So go ahead and roll damage and double the dice.
4.
So you rolled a 4.
Yep.
That's an 8. Plus your 4 on your damage. That's 12. So you did 12 damage.
Yeah.
As you look the gnoll into the eyes, you slide your sword neatly into his sternum. You whisper,
"Seen your mother too."
As the breath leaves from the gnoll, you feel a slight warm sensation coming from the sword.
Like urine?
His nipple arrow is mine.
Go ahead and roll me a percentage roll.
81.
Gnoll letter F, the one without the weapon, and gnoll number H are going to, did I say number H?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Whatever. Gnoll number H is going to start to run away, and so is gnoll F.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Are you in a rush but your stomach is growling like a cougar-ass mountain troll? Do you want a pungent, meaty snack to get you through your way? Well, down here at Speedy's, we have the wondrous new dining experience that's sure to be what you need. It's rat on a stick. For just 3 gold, you get 2 rats on a stick, a boiled potato, and your choice of dipping sauce. Choose from trash can water, the mud puddle behind my house, and homemade ranch. And don't forget to get the kids a ratty meal. Speedy's Rat on a Stick. Now with 30% less hair and teeth. Rat on a stick.
Hey, dude, do you think we should go north?
I was thinking more northeast.
Guys, I think we need to go up.
You need up, dog.
What's up, dog?
Not north, dog. Tired of sounding dumb around your friends while trying to find your way? Come to UpDog Map Reading School. We'll teach you things like direction, orienting the map, finding position, understanding Mother Eltriothi and her beautiful waves that she blesses us with. Come to UpDog Map School so you don't sound like 9-year-olds running away from home, bro.
Now back to the show.
So who do we have left right now?
Hold up.
Oh.
Noel F. And Noel F is on the boat currently, so he's going to use his action to dash and run out of the boat to the shore on the other side and away. Noel H is in the woods on the other side. He sees his buddy running. He's going to also start running, waiting for him to get up to him. Noel G is going to advance onto the boat. Can't make it up to you guys, but he is now on the boat. And Noel E is going to attempt to take a shot at Bobo from up top. That is going to be 14 to hit.
Miss.
That is a miss. Vithos.
Nah, you missed, you little bastard.
So, guys, I'm thinking we should probably take one of them as a captive. That way we can kind of find out what's going on.
Fucking kill the person that's trying to kill us.
Yes, I know.
The ones running away will fucking capture. Kill the fucker that's trying to kill us.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to have a little game plan right now as far as let's not kill everyone.
Game plans are over. Start killing, boy.
All right, yeah. So I'll attack the closest one next to me.
There's going to be Noel E that is on the captain's area, which is a little bit above everything else. You're going to have to climb up about 20 feet to get to him.
Okay.
He's shooting down below at you. And Noel G is on the front of the boat.
Okay. I'm going to run up to Noel E with my mace and attack him.
You guys are doing great.
So with your movement speed, which is...
I can go up to 25 feet.
25? You can't quite make it to him. If you use your full movement speed, you would be on the stairs going up. You wouldn't be able to make it to him. You're about 15 feet from him.
Okay, that's fine. I'll go as close as I can, and I'll
Do you still have that spear that you honked at somebody?
Yeah, but...
Did you pick that up? Can you use that again?
No, I can just... I was going to use Sacred Flame on him.
Use something.
Yes.
It's time to kill.
Give me the time, and I will use it. Jesus.
Okay, so you want to use Sacred Flame?
Yes, I'll use Sacred Flame on
E. Yeah, he didn't make it. That's a 2. So go ahead and roll for damage. 1d8 radiant.
All right, I got 6.
6 damage.
Sacred Flame!
And that is to Null E, you said. Boom.
What's my distance to E?
For you, it's about 30 feet.
Fuck. Yeah, I'm going to move 25 feet. My max, that puts me 5 feet. I'm going to hit him with my great axe. Right?
You're moving your max 25 feet?
Yeah, that'll put me within 5 feet. That's the distance of my
great axe. No, that'll put you within 10 feet.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Well, when I said he's 30 feet away, like for you to hit him, you have to move 30 to be able to get to him.
Oh, fuck. I'm shooting him with my longbow.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to move closer and then shoot him with the longbow.
Okay, so you can get pretty much right up to the top of the stairs and you take a shot at him. Go ahead.
6.
6 does not hit.
Yeah, no shit.
God damn it.
Fuck. Now I gotta rely on fucking Shin out there fucking trying to get things pregnant. It's fucking smoking weed and shit, fucking prick. Fucking fong that motherfucker.
Priorities, man.
Next up is Shin.
Yeah, I'm gonna dash on over. Another 50 feet on that.
All right. You are about 10 feet away from the rock root, and you can smell it. You can see it.
Is it that good stuff?
It's staring right at you. It's got a little purple tinge to it.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take that.
Well, you're 10 feet away.
God damn it.
So you have to wait till next round.
That Super it? Helpful, Shin. Super helpful.
Give it up, guys.
That it for you, Shin?
That's it.
All right. Top of the round, Reldis.
All right, so who
Kill
is...
Kill E.
How close is he to me? I think he's too far away.
You were right where Vethos is.
No, well, I ran to Bobo.
Yeah, close. And okay. He also he's ran close. Up to attack the knoll. You guys were right next to each other.
Yeah, I'm 10 feet from the dude.
Yeah, okay. Bobo was a little bit ahead of you guys.
I'm a warrior.
All right, so Echo's the closest one?
So, yeah, Echo's the closest up top. He's about actual distance from you. Straight to him is 20 feet up, and
I don't have the movement to get up to him, right?
No, you don't. But
all right, Eldritch Blast.
You can't Eldritch Blast.
Thank you.
Come on, come on, come on! Fuck. 10.
10 does not hit.
Fuck a duck.
Oh, damn it.
The gnoll's just up in the captain's area, just dodging as he can see shots flying up.
Cover up right there where he's standing, or. Can I squat down behind that? Can I run that 20 feet and squat down underneath where he's at?
You can get about 5 feet behind Bobo, which would be like top of the stairs.
Okay. All right. I just didn't know if there was any way for me to...
So Bobo is not on the stairs. He's up on the platform. You can get to the top of the actual stairs.
Okay. Then let me do that.
Yeah. Get your ass up here, Reldis.
Yep. So I'm going to do that. I'll beat feet up to as far as I can.
Okay.
Vivian, don't move in front of us.
Beat those.
All right.
Don't move in front of us.
All right.
Noli's turn. He's going to see Bobo standing in front.
Fuck you. Come on.
He's going to put down the longbow, and he's going to grab a javelin, and he's going to run up and attempt to stab you with his javelin.
Let's fucking dance. Bring it on. Come on, motherfucker.
That's a 10 to hit.
Miss.
That's a miss. Noel F is going to... use the dash action to run from the front of the boat.
That's a good idea for him.
To the back of the boat where you guys are.
Yeah.
But he can't quite make it over to the stairs where you are all at currently.
Yeah.
Noel G ran up is what I said, right?
No, you said F, but F and H.
F and H are leaving. G is the one that ran from the front of the boat to the back of the boat trying to get to where you guys are.
Yep.
Anybody else getting serious IKEA vibes right now?
F and H are attempting to run away.
Yeah. Run, you little shits.
And it is Vethos' turn.
All right. I'm going to use a Sacred Flame on Null E.
Go ahead. Oh, wait. No. Sorry.
Yeah.
My bad. That is a 14. What's your spell save? 13. So he does pass. He does not take any damage. Bobo, you are up. You're face-to-face with Null E.
I'm within 5 feet.
You're face-to-face with him.
Okay.
He ran up to attack you last turn.
All right, I'm hitting him with the Vicious Great Axe.
Do it.
Suck my ass. I got an 8.
8 does not hit.
Yeah, of course it doesn't. For fuck's sake.
Yeah,
that's all right. Shin,
on to Shin, you're 10
feet from the rock root, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and cast Unseen Servant.
Go ahead.
Going to have him go ahead and grab that rock root and just start breaking it up and getting it good and ready. And I'm going to start heading back to the guys.
He's just on a journey right now.
You going to get it ready for our funeral?
Priorities, Bobo.
Fuck you and your priorities.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Let me be Cheeseworth here. So, fellow explorers, today I have quite a treat for you. I have tracked an...
Excuse me, Professor.
Not now, James. Can't you see we're recording? As I was saying, I have tracked down an owlbear, or Ibis Ursa. Back to its den. We've arrived early, just moments before.
But Professor, it's really important.
I said not now, James. It can wait until after my findings are revealed. Okay, so just moments before, the owlbear should awaken from sleep and begin hunting for the day. Now we must be cautious and always check for cubs.
But Professor, sir, I really think you should see this.
James, for the last time, is that an owlbear cub you have there?
Yeah, Professor, that's what I was trying to tell you. It just walked right up to me, and
let me stop you there, James. I'm in the middle of my recordings. Why don't you go put that thing back before its mother finds you? So like I was saying, if there are cubs, then there's a mama. And the mama doesn't care who or what you are. It will attack.
Professor!
Just as our young James has learned. Owlbears will attack any creature, no matter how big or strong they are. They are ferocious creatures whose screech can be heard all through their territory. Looks like the owlbear has taken James back to its den. I do not know if it will ever see poor James again. But anyways, this concludes our segment of Creature Corner.
Now back to the show.
Okay, so you made your phantasmal servant who pops up, starts collecting the rock wheat that he's found, starts grinding it, mashing it.
Rock root. On the move, though. We're going to go ahead and head back now.
And as he's grinding it up, he's walking back. Are you leisurely walking or are you dashing back?
Yeah, we'll dash.
All right. So you start to dash back now.
You're a terrible person.
You're 130 feet from the crew.
Top of the round, Roldis Eldar.
All right.
On down.
I want to move up to, was that G or E?
E. E is the one that is fighting Bobo, and it is G that is running up behind you.
Boy, hit the one
behind
closest
us?
To me.
Behind you.
So we have Bobo standing on top, facing off with somebody.
Yeah, Bobo
I'm on the stairs.
Is, yep, Bobo's up on top.
Vithos is behind me, and a gnoll is approaching from behind us.
The gnoll is 20 feet away from you.
There's no way he's coming up behind us. We have controller buds behind us. He's coming at us face on.
No. You guys climbed up from the back of the boat towards the center. He ran from the front of the boat around to the back to the stairs where you guys were to run
up. He's flanking us is what he's doing.
When he got on the boat...
Fucking take that guy. Fucking go after that guy.
When he got on the boat, he saw people at the back of the boat, so he ran to the back of the boat. And now that he didn't see anyone, he's like, huh? Oh, shit. And now he's running up the stairs.
Okay. So, but he's coming from behind Vithos and I.
Yes, he is closest to Vithos.
All right. You said about 20 feet away?
You need to take that guy to protect Vithos.
Yeah. I'm going to head back and engage the one behind us.
Okay.
With my long sword of destruction and doom. Fuck you. An 11.
11 does not hit.
Move on.
Null E is going to attempt to attack you again, Bobo.
Okay.
That's an 11 to hit.
Miss.
That is a miss.
Kiss my whole fucking ass.
Null G, now being right next to you, is going to pull out his short sword and attempt to take a swipe at you. That's a 10 to hit.
That's a miss.
That's a miss.
Vethos, take cover.
Ooh.
You stay between me and Reldar.
Yeah, Vivian. I won't get in front of you guys. I'm just going to start. I'm just going to keep blasting a sacred flame until something hits.
Knolls F and H are no longer in visible sight.
Damn it, we should have grabbed one of them.
They just beat the feet and got the hell out of here, huh?
Yeah, they're gone.
Good. Bullshit.
But maybe we can track them once we take care of which direction did they go in?
Describe them.
They come towards me or away from me?
No, they ran towards the western bank and they're running into the marshlands now. Vethos, it is your turn.
Okay.
So, F and H, still alive, no longer there. E is on top attacking Bobo, and G is behind you attacking Reldus.
All right. We're going to move a little closer to Bobo to support him.
Okay. You're, what I say?
I'm not that far, right?
You're 15 feet from Bobo, I think.
Okay. If you're closer to Reldar, protect him. I will kill this fucker
in a second. Okay. No, then.
So let's see. I was 20 feet away from him. He's
you're about dead middle.
Yeah.
I'm like right there, right? In the middle? Okay. All right, then I'm going to turn around and help. I'm going to turn around and help Reldus.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm going to head over there and attempt to swing my mace at him. At G.
At Reldus?
At Noel G. Yeah, buddy, I got 18.
18 hits, roll for damage.
All right. I got a 1.
That is a 1.
Like 1 damage?
Yeah, I got 2, but it's 2 minus 1.
You have bludgeoning strength is terrible.
Yeah.
Did you use the right dice?
So you dealt 1 damage to Null 1.
Way to tickle it.
Or Null G.
But I also have a bonus action, too, so I was going to use my...
You still have a spirit weapon that's out.
Yeah, but this one I can just...
No.
I can create it. I don't have to just grab it, right?
No. You have a spirit weapon that you've already cast and made.
Right. That spear from earlier.
It's like about your spear now, but it glows.
No, okay.
Didn't he? Okay, yeah, didn't he already use it?
Yeah, but okay, so it says...
He creates a spiritual weapon. It doesn't go away. As a bonus action, he can use it to attack.
Just made a vector.
No, it does.
He used it to kill... Didn't he lob it at somebody?
He did.
I did. I lobbed it, but... You can create a floating spectral weapon within range that lasts for the duration or until you cast this weapon again.
Yeah.
The spell again. So, okay, I mean, so I can just... I don't have to grab it. I can just cast it again. If I'm correct.
See, I would think that...
It's a second level spell. Why are you casting it again?
Because we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
I assume you still have your spiritual weapon with you.
Okay.
As a bonus action, every turn, you can move it 20 feet and repeat an attack. So,
right.
Okay, you just haven't been doing that.
Okay, then I just want to attack them.
Okay.
Keep in mind, I'm still learning, man.
You're good.
Give me a
you're
second, good. Man.
You're
I'm,
good,
yeah.
man. You're good.
So, go ahead and make an attack roll.
Okay.
All right. And so, you're going to use your Sacred Flame?
He's using spiritual weapon.
I had a 24 on that.
24 to hit?
Yeah.
Okay, that hits, definitely. Roll a d8, and then plus your spellcasting ability modifier.
I'm going to say 4.
Yeah.
So that's 4. And that was Noel G, you attack.
Mm-hmm.
Send him to meet your god.
After Vethos.
He is closest to me.
Right. That is correct. He's right in front of you.
All right, I'm going to hit it. I'm going to go with the words. I'm going to go with the great axe again.
All right, make an attack.
10.
10 does not hit.
Fuck.
Shen, you are 130 feet away.
I'm going to cast invisibility and go ahead and dash. Keep dashing back.
So you cannot do both of those. Since you do not have dash as a bonus action, it costs a full action to do it. And so does invisibility.
So I can cast invisibility but not move?
No, you can cast invisibility and move. You just can't dash.
Shen, come the fuck back, Shen.
I'll take my 20.
You can't really see him.
I'll cast invisibility and go ahead and take my 25 feet.
Away in the wood line.
I'm just screaming to the cosmos because I'm going to fucking kick this fucker through an upright.
That puts me at 105. And
you're invisible. Right. It is a concentration spell, though. So if you...
attack or cast another spell.
Well, if you get hit or cast another concentration spell. So top of the round. Roll this. What you doing, baby boy?
I'm going to end this son of a bitch.
Yeah, keep killing golf. Sword.
What are you doing?
I'm going to throw down with my longsword.
Go ahead.
Damn it! An 11.
11 does not hit.
Fuck.
Really thought you guys could handle this.
You thought wrong, didn't you, Shin?
Not the first time.
So, Noel E is going to attempt to make an attack on Bobo.
Yeah.
Noel G is going to attempt to make an attack on Raldus.
Okay.
All right.
Bobo, that is a 6 to hit. Raldus, that is a 19 to hit.
That hits.
Not me. Fucking dodge that shit.
Raldus, that is going to be 6 damage.
10-4.
Raldus, how's your health? Where you at?
Since those are the only two gnolls that are still alive in here, it's Vithos' turn.
Raldus, what's your health? How you feeling?
I'm all right.
All right.
You okay? All right. Yeah. Now I'm going to attempt to attack Gnoll G with my mace. 13.
13 does not hit.
God damn it.
Oh, shit. All
right.
I mean, you're right at his knees. How does that not hit?
I don't understand. All right.
Then. Get him in the Achilles.
And I can still use my bonus action, right?
Shut up and do something, Vivian.
I got 15. For my spiritual
15
weapon.
15 does hit.
Yeah, buddy.
Not fucking done.
All right. What do I got?
Let's see if you tickle him again.
I got 5.
5 damage to Noel number G. All right. Noel G looks pretty hurt. Bobo, you are up.
Vicious Great Axe to Echo.
All right.
10.
10 does not hit.
No, of course it doesn't.
This fucking guy. Fucking eat his
Bobo,
soul.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fucking fine.
All right.
Fucking eat this fucking prick's soul.
As you look up at Bobo, you can just see sweat pouring from his face as he's turning red and angry, just swinging his axe around, completely missing the gnoll as it's mocking him and laughing at him.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Years ago, Dalton Matthews ventured into Anastari to study at the temple at Diaz Rosa. While at the temple, Dalton excelled at every skill the Oni monks had established. The Oni were so impressed with his skills, they bestowed upon him the honorary title of Oni. Now this monk master, the one and only Oni Dalton, brings their secret martial arts skills to you! You'll learn the super double tap chops, yelling jump kicks, and so much more. Stop by and join today, and you'll receive an official Oni Dalton Monk Mastery High Performance Headband and a bottle of his patent Zero Loss All Game Protein Supplement Shake. Oni Dalton's Monk Mastery! Class is available nightly at Eastern Caldor, market stall number 17.
The Regulator.
Do you need a stool softener? Do you need a stool hardener? Now you can achieve total stool domination. How does it work? Motherfucking magic! The Regulator from Empire Apothecary. Empire Apothecary, the Emperor says you have to buy our products.
Now back to the show.
Next up is Shin.
I'm going to keep booting it back.
All right. Another 25, so you're at 80 50. Feet away.
I'm going to go ahead and dash.
Oh, okay. So you're dashing. So you are... That's math. How do you do that? 50 feet away?
55.
55 feet.
We're going to have to get our Dungeon Master more fingers.
I could take my shoes off, but then you'd smell it.
If you take your pants off, you can count to 23.
That's what you think.
Joke's on you. I can count 24.
I can count 21. I'll let you guess which one of the three.
That's Sean math.
So, top of the round, it's a Raldus.
All right, I'm going to try yet again to kill this son of a bitch with my longsword.
You can try.
Come on, Raldus.
14.
14 does not hit.
Oh, my God. Damn it.
Which is terrible because you had a cheerleader and everything. Hey, fucking Vivian. Come on, Valdez.
You got this.
You take another swing and a miss.
Oh, Jesus.
Move, Vethos.
Okay. Fucking do something, Vivian.
I have been doing something.
But, yeah, tickling the motherfucker.
All
right. What are you doing?
I am going to attempt to end his life, Noel G's life, with my mace.
Okay, attack. Seven does not hit.
Okay, well, then I'm still going to use my my bonus action.
Go ahead.
We are so terrible.
15?
15 hits.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Roll your damage. It's
because we're playing with fucking loaded dice.
11.
11 damage. All right.
Do I end him? Because I have a little spiel that I wanted to say.
As you send forth your spiritual weapon into the knoll, it pierces through his shoulder, makes a deep cut, and the knoll's still alive.
Oh my.
You know, if we had a party of four, this would probably be fucking a lot easier.
Yeah,
the knoll looks very rough.
Loaded dice sounds delicious.
Bobo, you are up.
Still going after you with a great axe.
Do it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Come on, Bobo. You got this.
Take a wild swing.
Shut up, Vivian. Fucking 11.
11 does not
hit.
Yeah,
no shit. Get back to the fucking rock root guy that went hiding on us.
I feel like you guys have figured out the AC by now.
I think it's 12. It doesn't matter because we can't hit that either. 14.
You guys can't. All right. I'm the only one that's attacking right now. Okay.
Can I have a dice that has higher numbers on it?
You want to try this one?
Sure. I can fucking lose with that one.
Go ahead.
Can I roll a D100?
Yeah, maybe this is the dice. This one's much prettier. This might be the magic.
All right. So. Shit, who just went? What just happened?
I just went.
Shit's 55 feet away.
Shit's out getting fucking stoned.
I'm heading towards wherever, like, people are trying to kill each other.
Are you sprinting again?
Yes.
All right. You've made it onto the very edge of the boat.
Okay.
Nice for you to join us. You look
no, he's invisible.
You see Shin hop over the edge of the boat.
I'm invisible.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, he is invisible. You guys don't see shit.
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Who wants to get stoned?
You guys don't see anything. But you're pretty out of breath.
Well, I'm out of actions at this point. I can't cast a spell, can I?
Not unless it's a bonus action.
Okay.
Do you have any spells that are bonus actions?
No. Not that I want to cast, no.
Okay, cool. Then it is top of the round.
Come on, real. Let's kill this motherfucker. On,
long bro, sword murder.
Come on, you got this.
Shit.
Say it.
Tell us.
13.
13 does not hit.
Oh, my. Fuck. Don't worry, brother. I got you.
Noel E. is going
we'll
to attempt to
take... No problem. We'll go kill that monster, sure.
Noel E. is going to take an attack on Bobo.
Yeah, of course.
Noel G. is going to take an attack on Vethos.
Come at me. Come at me, bro. Let's dance.
Bobo, that is a nat 20 to hit.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that Vethos, hits. That is a 12.
17. Doesn't hit.
Does not hit. So, I need more fingers. 14 damage.
All right.
Vethos, go to Bobo.
Yeah.
You need to go to Bobo. I'll take care of this.
You got this?
Vethos, yeah, you are up, sir.
All right. I'm going to head back to Bobo and attempt to use my staff of healing to cast cure wounds on him.
Go ahead.
Get off me, boy. I'm still fighting.
20.
Woo.
You don't roll the hit with your staff of healing.
Well, shit.
Are you beating Bobo with your staff of healing?
Sorry.
That's not how it works. You don't.
Listen,
don't just magically beat him back to health. Spend a charge
14,
on the staff.
14 on the cure wounds.
14 cure wounds?
Yes.
So if I get 20 points because he's beat me with a staff, I'll fucking take it.
How many points did you expend on your staff?
Just one. Two, because I used healing words to heal Reldis.
Earlier, right.
Yeah, so earlier. So used I got another two, one. So I have two left.
Two left, got it. And you heal Bobo how much?
14.
14.
And then I can still use my bonus?
Yes, you can.
Okay, then I'm going to attempt to attack Null E with my...
You can definitely try.
25.
25 hits.
No. But that's a natural 20.
Is it?
Oh, that's buddy.
That is a nat 20.
That's right.
Natural 20.
Let's go.
So go ahead and roll your damage. Cool. So, yeah, 14 damage.
Do I end his life?
And you were attacking Null G?
No, E, because I'm with Bobo now.
Null E, 14 damage.
So you guys are all killing the people I loosened the fucking top of the pickle jar on.
You run over to Bobo.
Stop taking my kills.
Heal him up a little bit. He's looking a little fresher. Still sweating like a pig.
All right. How you feeling, brother?
You throw your spiritual weapon into the knoll. Giant gash across its stomach. It's still living.
Oh, fuck's sake.
God!
But he's looking very rough.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
And now a word from the articulate knoll.
Ah, yes. I'll have the century eggs covered in ranch and the big zucchini fries.
Very good, sir.
Good evening, friends. Did you know that pineapples were once considered a fucking status symbol, and those wealthy enough to own one would carry it around to prove how stupid rich they were? You do now.
Now back to the show.
After Vithos, yep. It's Bobo.
Obviously, I'm going to try and cleave this fuck.
E?
Yes.
Go ahead.
16.
16 hits. Roll for damage.
13.
13 damage. Frustrated with yourself, and after receiving a little bit of healing from Vivian.
Vithos.
You leap as high as your stubby little legs can get you.
I am taller than everybody else.
Until you're looking the gnoll straight in the eyes and you cleave straight across his clavicle and take his head clean off.
Let's go.
Woo! Eat my ass, gnoll. Your nipple arrow shall rest in Devasta.
Hey, guys. Found some Valifex purple. I'm going to go ahead and cast Shatter.
Hey, guy, nice of you to show the fuck back up after everything's over. Or damn near.
So you just hear his voice. You don't see him. You're casting Shatter, you say? And you're casting it on Noel G?
He's the only one left.
Each creature in a 10-foot radius sphere centered on a point. So how many can I get?
G's the only one left.
He's the only one left.
Okay, well, yeah, let's kill him.
All right, so you're putting it attacking G?
Yep.
Got it. Constitution saving throw. I also need Reldis to make a constitution saving throw.
That's what I was afraid of.
What is your spell save DC?
Attack save.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 14. Okay, so yeah, it shows you right on yours. So 14. So you make your save?
17.
17. And the gnoll does not make his save. With a 13. So go ahead and roll 3d8 thunder damage.
12.
Was that an ACDC?
12. Album? So, Reldis, you are going to go ahead and take 6 damage since you take half.
Ow!
And that'll be it for you.
G still kicking?
Mm-hmm. Barely, right? Because I damaged him, though.
No, you damaged D, bud.
I damaged both, actually.
I'll damage you, you fucking fuck.
As you guys look down at Noel G, You can see him grab the side of his head and start all of a sudden blood pours from his eyes, ears, nose, drops to the ground.
Oh my god.
Fucking stigmata.
Gentlemen, that's how you do that.
Jesus.
You run away.
Is that shit? Cool.
In the distance, you can hear a loud horn being blown. Sounds like it's coming from maybe 250 feet away.
Yeah, that probably doesn't have anything to do with me, guys. I definitely didn't steal a dude's weed.
Finally!
Finally, our heroes have defeated the gnolls and located the missing boat. This is Artemis Spellbottom reminding you to please like, subscribe, share, and leave a kind review. Will our troop of tumultuous rogues stand together against what could be encroaching danger? Or will they abandon one another like a certain self-centered bard? Find out next time on the Articulate Gnoll Presents The Heroes of Helios!